I turned it off, yeah. But it's... Welcome, councillors. I would like to run through some housekeeping arrangements. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and the sound recording will be made available on the council's website. Under the openness of local government bodies regulations, people may film, record, tweet or blog this meeting, and this is outside the council's control. I would also like to remind councillors and the other people attending the meeting that the fire exits are to the rear and side of the room. They're over there and over there. There are no fire alarm tests planned for this evening. Could I also ask that everyone turns off their mobile phones or switches them to silent so that the meeting isn't disturbed. Thank you. I think we've just about... Is everyone? On several recent engagements, I've been honoured to view some gardens and lovely floral contributions that were part of competitions or were created as quiet havens in between flats where calm has prevailed. I have been asked to present awards for small displays, corners where flowers have enhanced the peace, and also large gardens where colour and scent permeated the atmosphere. It is the time of year when we are able to take in the sights and sounds of summer. Flowers give joy to people and those who help to provide such benefits are to be applauded. I couldn't have used this theme without mentioning Harry Cook. I was given a poem by a resident who was very moved by Harry's amazing efforts. So I have used this part of this very lovely poem this evening. I spoke to Harry 2 days before he passed away, and so I felt very, very sad about this. And the poem. To Harry, the chief is gone. Charmwood mourns the king of bloom. The horticultural hero who The chief is gone, and Charmwood mourns the king of bloom. The horticultural hero who transformed the gloom and dullness of a bowling green island. Who took some piles of seeds and conjured up a jungle on his house. A cornucopia of colour, scent and shape, a mad profusion. A labour of passion way beyond love. A show most extravagant in its eccentricity, causing passers-by to gape, gasp in disbelief, and try to figure it out. How such a wealth of flower and leaf is even possible. And this is just the start of a wonderful poem. Thank you for listening. We will now proceed with the council agenda. Item 1, apologies. Apologies have been received from councillors Gaskell, Huddleston, Mia and Lowe and Murphy, and Honorary Alderman John Bush and Tony Stott. If councillors have any other apologies, please press your button to indicate. Thank you. Item 2, disclosures of pecuniary and personal interest. I call on the Chief Executive to report on disclosures of interests in the business to be considered at this meeting, which have already been made by councillors.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have no disclosures, Madam Mayor.
Councillors, please indicate by pressing your button whether you have any other interest to disclose in the business to be considered at this meeting. No one? Gosh. Item 3, minutes. I move that the minutes of the meeting of the Council held on 25th of June 2018 be confirmed and signed.
I second this, Madam Mayor.
I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? Item 4, announcements. Mayor's announcements. I would like to remind councillors that I will be holding my civic service on Wednesday the 19th of September at All Saints with Holy Trinity Parish Church, Loughborough, commencing at 6:30. Leaders announcements. I call on the leader to make his announcements.
Madam Mayor, I didn't have any announcements, but unfortunately, yesterday I heard about the passing of Bill Ford, who many people will have remembered from his amazing work at the Great Central Railway. So I'd like to not only support the words that you said about Harry Cook, who again was a figurehead that all of us loved and will be missed greatly in Loughborough, but also our thoughts are this weekend and onwards with Bill Ford's family, to Debbie and his family. Bill will be greatly missed by all of those who have been involved with Great Central Railway, and I know this chamber would like to pass their thoughts to his family. Thank you.
I call on the Chief Executive to make his announcements.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have no announcements.
Thank you. Item 6, business reserved to council. Item 6.1, local government and social care ombudsman.
Sorry, Madam Mayor.
What have I missed? Oh, God, sorry. Excuse me, folks. I'm learning still. Item 5, petitions. Are there any petitions to be presented? Okay. Thank you. Item 6, business reserved to council. Item 6.1, local government and social care ombudsman annual review letter, 2017-18, page B1. I call on Councillor Poland to propose the item.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, to comply with the guidance from the Local Government and Social Care Ombudsman that the monitoring officer should make members aware of upheld complaints on a periodic basis, I move that the Local Government and Social Care Ombudsman's review letter for 2017-18, attached as Appendix A to the report of the monitoring officer, and the summary of the upheld complaint as set out in Part B of the report, be noted.
Madam Mayor, I would like to second this item and reserve my right to speak. I'm there now. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. I seconded this item and I was very pleased to do so. I don't get upset or desperately disappointed if people make complaints to this council. We are an excellent council and we are an open council, and I feel if members of the public have confidence in us that they can report what they consider something has gone wrong, I have no problem with that. We learn from it. We are completely transparent. And having been in business for more years than I care to mention, I never took it as a personal insult. If we don't know something has gone wrong, or perceived to have gone wrong, how can we correct it? How can we make sure it never happens again? So I was very pleased to read this report. I think the letter and the information from the Ombudsman is very fair. And as a council, we should be very proud. We're one of the largest councils, if not in England, in the East Midlands for sure. And to have such a low number of complaints of Red Hill, I think shows how professional and how experienced and how proud we should be of all our staff and our councillors. Thank you very much.
If any councillors would like to speak, please press your buttons.
Is Councillor Pole in there?
Back to him. Is it? I'm sorry. I call on Councillor Poland to sum up.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And I'd just like to echo Councillor Fryer's comments. Absolutely spot on. I think complaints really can be treated negatively or positively as a learning curve. And that's certainly what we try and do here. Each time, obviously, take on board if there has been a mistake, we rectify it as much as we can and take the learning from that. Beyond that, I've got nothing more to add. So that's all I've got to say. I don't think I have to say anything else. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? Carried, yeah. Thank you. Item 6.2, review of polling districts, polling places and polling stations, page B1. I call on Councillor Poland to propose the item.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, to comply with the requirements of the Electoral Registration and Administration Act 2013, and to ensure that any amended arrangements for polling districts, polling places and polling stations are in place in time for the borough elections on the 2nd of May 2019, I move that a review of the polling districts, polling places and polling stations within the borough be undertaken to commence on the 1st of October 2018, with final proposals being reported for decision at the scheduled council meeting on the 21st of January 2019.
If any councillors would like to speak, please press your buttons. Yes. Councillor Grimley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think a review of the polling stations, districts and places is very important, as we've had a lot of new housing in the borough, and some of this new housing in my ward, as well as other areas in the borough, has been built away from the existing settlements, existing polling stations. So I think a review is due, and I think it's a good motion. Thank you.
I call on Councillor Poland to sum up, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It's been early doors for us all. I've nothing more to add. Thank you.
I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? Thank you. Items announce the result. Oh, unanimous. I always forgot that word, unanimous, before. Mayor, item. This is like reading, like a play from Shakespeare, I tell you. Item 7, call in references. There are no call in references from scrutiny. Item 8, position statements. No requests for position statements have been received. Motions on notice. No motions on notice have been received. Item 10, questions on notice. As a reminder, the questions that councillors have submitted and the answers to them are on the green sheets. I will call on those councillors who have indicated that they wish to ask a supplementary question to make a statement. Supplementary questions or statements must relate directly and exclusively to the questions submitted, and any other supplementary questions or statements will not be permitted. Each councillor will have 2 minutes to ask their supplementary question and or make their statement, and the councillor responding will also be able to speak for up for 2 minutes. Item 10.1, Decent Homes Contract. Councillor Hayes, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Yes, please, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor
Harper. Okay. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. I'm particularly disappointed that I need to ask this question today, following the leaders' agreement and group a meeting last February. I'm surprised at the written answer, as one of rather trying to muddy the waters on this subject and the issues surrounding both the poor contract documentation and poor quality of work delivered by Waits, which was the previous Decent Homes contractor. Can I just check that we're discussing the same issue here? This is Waits tendered for a weak contract with more holes in the calendar, weak contract monitoring, no termination clauses for the poor performance, year-on-year increases. CBC actually hired additional staff for more quality inspections, withdrawing sections of the contract for non-performance. The question is simple. What action is the Chief Exec proposing to take regarding this mismanagement of a contract? From strategy of preparing the contract and the management of the contract. As, Madam Mayor, being accountable seems in short supply here. My confidence in the Chief Exec is going down the drain, and the lack of accountability in this and other elements will come to light in due course. Thank you.
Councillor Harper-Davis, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Councillor Hayes, for your question. As you can see, the answer is on the sheet, and you will actually be updated accordingly along the journey of this. Thank you.
Item 10.2, west of Loughborough Sustainable Urban Extension. Councillor Hayes, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Yes, please, Madam Mayor. Councillor Vardy, thank you for your description of the 106 process. However, I think you've rather missed the point of protecting the council and the future residents. The point is, some years ago, 2000, 2002, someone sitting in your chair would have no doubt provided the same non-answer. The real nub is a good deal or a bad deal. But certainly the people of Grange Park would say they have a bad deal of a current William Davies legal agreement, which is trying to be changed as we speak. Your description and your continuing refusal to learn from this poor negotiated agreement could lead, just mean simply, in the future, others will be asking questions about this agreement. And your answer to me that we know more than we did then is pretty laughable. The question is, Councillor Vardy, I call upon you to provide independent, professional legal assessment of this 106 legal agreement to avoid questions that the council and or its officers rolled over in the face of a hard, determined developer. That the head of planning be stopped from employment with this developer in the future. And as many organisations have a transparency clause that officers' personal bank account details can be available for inspection as required. Councillor Vardy, you must have unlimited confidence in the head of planning. Quite simply, I don't.
Thank you. Councillor Vardy, do you wish to respond?
Councillor Hayes, once again, we hear from you a mishmash of poorly worded questions, accusations, etc. I'm just going to refer you to my written response, and that's the end of it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Item 10.3, security for older persons' bungalows. Councillors Campbell, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Yes, please, Madam Mayor, make a statement. The answer I was given, I'm really disappointed, actually. A number of years we've had trouble in the bungalows, over the kids running around the back of the bungalows, antisocial behaviour, people looking through the windows when older people are getting undressed. And this summer we've had one lady beaten up and £40 stolen. Another lady had her jewellery stolen out of her bedroom. This was all in access through the back windows. It's got that bad now that elderly people daren't leave their windows open in hot weather. And I think that's a terrible thing, you know. People need a bit of security in their old age. It'd be nice to sit in the garden and have a fence around you, knowing that people can't get in. So, very disappointed with the answer. It would have been nice just to have been told that lead member could perhaps come and walk round with me and look at some of the problems that these tenants, your tenants, are having to put up with every day. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Mercer, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Had I actually been invited to do a walk around with Councillor Campbell, I would have willingly gone and will do that if that's what he'd like. However, I think we should be careful in talking about this, not to specifically identify who the tenants are, because we are actually talking about vulnerable people. The view of the police is that, and we have to go to them for their objective judgment on this, is that fencing wouldn't actually help this problem. And certainly so far as the ASB issues in that area, and it's an area that I used to represent on this council, central on the shops on Wordsworth and Browning Road. And that's something that the police have been working hard on over the past year. Back last May, there were 62 incidents. That was then reduced the next quarter to 34 and finally to 16 incidents. So it's certainly a problem that the police have, for once, very effectively addressed. I think it's also important to remember that Thorpe Acre Estate constitutes 4.5% of our stock, yet only 3% of reported ASB incidents actually occur there. So it's certainly not a hot spot in any sense. And we've looked at every case that we've had this year since the 1st of April, and there's nothing to suggest in any of the reported ASB cases. That ran out of battery, I think, that there are problems of people running through gardens. The cost, and this is the big problem, the cost of building fences would work out at £100 per metre, and then there's the cost of the upkeep, the keys and the access. So it's not really a practical solution. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mercer. Item 10.4, Section 106 payments. Councillor Bradshaw, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Yes, please, Madam Mayor. I thank the Cabinet lead for the reply. However, I'm not convinced that all Section 106 money is being delivered. So I'd like to ask if the quarterly report from the group referred to in your last paragraph of the answer could in future be circulated, please, to all members, not just the lead member. Thank you.
Councillor Vardy, do you wish to respond?
Yes, thanks. Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you for your question. I will look at that, but I'll also, perhaps, if you wish to, invite you along as an observer at a future quarterly meeting so that you could see the depth of investigation, etc., that goes with the members there. If you'd like to do that, just contact me and I will arrange that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Varda. Item 10.5, court fees for council tax summons. Councillor Draycott, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to make a short statement and ask a question. In view of the answer from the Cabinet lead, and I thank them for the answer, could all members have the following information, please? First is, how many actual cases has there been since 2013/14 for each of those 4 years? And is the Cabinet lead able to confirm now that the money will be paid back to those incorrectly charged and outline how the Council will ensure the refunded money is paid back to each person? Thank you, Madam Mayor.
She's asking for a supplementary question. Okay. Councillor Harper-Davis, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Councillor Draycott. Yes, I'll find out for you, and I'm sure that the money will be found exactly to the right place it should meant to be. Thank
you. Councillor Draycott.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. A statement and a question, please. The next stage to this, then, is to increase the use of the curbside collection scheme. And as a resident of Charnwood, I have not been directly notified of these changes or given any indication that bags are to be provided or can be requested to individual households. When are borough residents going to be told that in future their recycling will be collected by the curbside system? And could I also ask, if possible, what negotiations have taken place with our curbside contractor on this matter, as quite clearly extra resources will be necessary to replace all of the recycling needs of the borough now that all of the recycling bring sites have been cut? Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Harper Davis, do you wish to respond?
Please, Madam Mayor. Thank you again, Councillor Draycott, regarding the query regarding the bring sites. The bags can actually be ordered through the website, our own website. I'm not aware of individual notice going out to the house, but of course they are available, and they were available. I'm just checking whether they're still available under the desk in our offices. Regarding the negotiation for the extra bags to be supplied at the curbside, I'm sure Matt will have that in hand, but I can get Matt to reply back directly to you if that's okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 10.7, reactive contracts for cleansing and open spaces. Councillor Keith Harris, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Yes, please, Madam Mayor. Thank you to the lead member for the answer. The answer deals with cleansing, and my question was also about path clearing. In the last year, I've reported cases of both. My own street, Rendell Street, hadn't been cleaned for so long that after autumn, the leaves had turned to mulch in the gutter, which was clogging drains. Also, the path above the Mountfields allotments was completely overgrown with nettles and brambles, and I saw a man turn back with his dog when he approached. Residents have told me that they have to report trees that need cutting back time and time again, and can't understand why. When I try to explain the nature of the contract to them, none of them think that this is a good method. They all say that the reporting should lead to the council knowing that this needs to be done next time. There are trees blocking two streetlights on Braddon Road, and the bus stop beneath is dark at night. Residents have reported this again and again. I recognise that we need efficiency savings, but a system that relies on residents reporting means that streets accumulate mulch and dust, paths become unpassable, and trees cause nuisance and unsafe areas before anyone gets round to reporting it. A further point is that the system will bring about a fatigue factor in voluntary reporting. Residents don't get why they have to do this and think it should be done according to need after they've done it once. The savings are euphemistically called efficiency savings. My residents don't think they are efficient. They think they are corner cutting as work is delayed until someone gets fed up and reports. That's how the savings are made. Thank you.
Councillor Harris. Councillor Harper Davis, do you wish to respond?
Mayor, thank you. And thank you, Councillor Harris, again. I think it's the Leaf Law Show tonight. Thank you very much for your inquiry. I'd agree with you and disagree with you, and I think it's very hard from a street cleansing perspective relating to the weather, because the weather, as we know, has been very cold, very wet and very dry, and I think it's very hard to predict the road cleansing as it is because of the unpredictability of the weather. I appreciate what you say, but I have found nothing but helpfulness from the officers. If you ring them to say this path needs clearing, this tree needs clearing, now taking away the fact that I am lead member, I've had, even before I was lead member, I had no issues whatsoever, and I found the team to be very efficient. So I'm very surprised that you're very unhappy with the services, because I've found nothing but exemplary services. Sometimes it takes them a little while to get round to what we need to be doing, but they do it. If you have any specific cases, then please let me know, and then I will speak directly to Matt and make sure they're cleaned. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Harper Davis. Item 10.8, local government in Leicestershire. Councillor Meir has sent his apologies for the meeting. Therefore, there will be no supplementary question or statement on this matter. Item 10.9, antisocial behaviour. Councillor Hamilton, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
I would like to make a statement, Madam Meir. First of all, I thank the Cabinet Lead for the information and the answer provided. And it was good to see the actions being taken to tackle antisocial behaviour here in Charnwood. And it was good to find out that the overall number of incidents of antisocial behaviour are down from last year. But it has to be seen in the context of the overall rise in crime reported here within Charnwood, which is up by over 11% over the last year. specifically Loughborough Town Centre, where crime is up by 12%, Shepshed, Hatherton and Dishley by over 40%, Sileby along with Charwood North by over 50%. And within the report that went to the Scrutiny Management Board on 8th August on this topic, there was an acknowledgement that cuts in support services can result in an increased burden on services elsewhere, such as increasing services being deployed to manage street-related issues, such as the antisocial behaviour of begging. And you end up with mitigations, such as civil injunctions, involving the resource of the county court, and I think in one instance actually a custodial sentence for a persistent offender. So the risk is you go from providing support to someone to the far more unsatisfactory action of punishing someone and potentially incurring the greater societal expense of a custodial sentence. Now, it is good that there are initiatives in place for the different relevant bodies to talk to each other and prioritise areas of focus. But I do ask that this council thinks very carefully when it looks for savings. That is, to ensure that there is adequate funding for support services, or else you run the risk of creating problems further down the line that incurs far more cost in all of us and impacts the sense of safety and general quality of life for all residents here in Charnwood.
Councillor Taylor, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I'll give Lee a break for a minute or two. Thank you very much for your question, and I appreciate that you do appreciate the work that the Community Safety Partnership do here in Charnwood and how we tackle these crimes in our areas. I think we need to be aware that we are the best performing CSP in our family group, and the crimes that you've thought about, the 11%, were in the first 3 months of last year, and since then we've been steadily declining the crime figure. So I think we need to be praising the team where praise is due, and also the police. And we also need to be aware of changes to the reporting criteria that changes every single year for the police, which is nothing we can do about at all, but the changes do affect our crime figures. As you well know, offenders come and go, they get civil injunctions, they get put in prison, they come back out and they go straight back to an area or a different area within the borough. So it's a vicious circle that we're constantly fighting, but I can assure you that we do all we can and work very closely with the team, and our team here at Charmond are excellent in tackling antisocial behaviour in this borough.
Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Item 11, minute references. There are no minute references. Item 12, urgent executive decisions exempted from call-in, page D1. This is a report to inform the Council of a decision taken by the head of strategic and private sector housing to acquire a property which was exempted from call-in in accordance with the Scrutiny Committee Procedure 11.9. If any councillors would like to ask a question on this item, please indicate your wish to do so by pressing your buttons. No one? Councillor Morgan, would you like to respond to each? Is that it?
You just carry on.
Item 13. Changes to the delegation of executive functions, page E1. This is a report to inform the Council of changes to the delegation of executive functions to officers. If any councillors would like to ask a question on this item, please indicate your wish to do so by pressing your buttons. Somebody seems to have bleeped. Item 14, appointments to committees. I call on Councillor Morgan to propose changes to the membership of committees for the current council year.
Madam Mayor, I propose that Councillor Tassel be appointed Chair of the Member Conduct Committee and Councillor Murphy be appointed Vice Chair of the Member Conduct Committee with immediate effect.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I second this and reserve my right to speak.
Do any other councillors wish to propose any other changes to the membership of committees for the current council year? None? This is close of business. Oh, yes, sorry. I would not want to leave you out, Councillor Poland. Oh, yes. Yes.
I appreciate your thoughts on this, Mayor, but I have nothing more to add. Thank you.
A vote. Yeah, put the motion to the vote. Yes, I've got it written down here. Everyone? Thank you. Close of business. The next council meeting will be held on the 5th of November 2018, and the deadline for questions on notice and motions on notice for consideration at that meeting is Friday the 26th of October 2018 at noon. And thank you so much.